podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy, and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Now, so many beaches, beautiful beaches around our area. We're so lucky. And when you go down there for a walk, I like to look out for things because you never know what you might find on the beach. Washed up, sea glass. Oh, get someone talking about sea glass. Fascinating.
What is it?
Glass that's been in the sea.
Ah, oh, that makes sense.
And you know, like,
the ocean was making glass all of a sudden.
Yeah, well, sand is glass.
It does, yeah.
Technically. Anyway, but I want to go to the UK for this one, mate, because a dog walker has found something amazing on the beach.
Mm.
And I love how they've written this story. I just thought, oh, God, we need more whimsy in our life, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tony Lovell was searching for trinkets across Crimdon Beach. Oh, you'd never find a headline like that, Australia.
That sounds cold, though. Like, just saying that, it just sounds freezing.
Yeah. What are you doing today, Tony? I'm just searching for trinkets
across Crimdon
Beach. Like, if that isn't the creepiest thing you've ever heard, not in this story, but just if I said, oh, what are you doing this weekend, Tom?
Oh, I'm going to go searching for trinkets.
Yeah.
Going to try and make an addition to my necklace of teeth.
Yeah. See, that's what it sounds like, right?
Yeah.
And so
knuckle bones.
So what he found, but once it, like, before I tell you what he found, I love how he's quoted in this article by saying, I always like searching the beach for interesting things, bits of old boats, funny stones.
It's like that guy that found a megalodon tooth at Janjuck.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah, he was a great chat. But the ad he put it in, like the headline or the byline for it, the article was like, lifelong dream of finding a megalodon tooth. So when we got him on, we're like, was that your lifelong dream? That's a real niche lifelong dream. And he's like, no.
No.
Yeah.
But this guy, Tony, he loves bits of old boats. I mean, who doesn't?
I know, right?
And how can you tell the difference between a stick and an old boat? That's what I want
to
know.
You're engaged to a bit of an old boat.
I am. The lighthouse master of my life. Funny stones. Now, are they funny ha-ha or funny ooh?
Funny stones?
Yeah.
Oh, like weird looking stones.
Yeah, is that what he means?
Yeah, maybe.
Or like stones with faces on them. I don't know.
No.
Pieces of Victorian boots.
Oh.
Eddie's trinkets.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're very specific. And he finishes off by saying he loves weird vapes. I mean, if you can't find weird vapes on the beach, where else will you find them?
This is bizarre.
But what he actually found was a bottle. And inside the bottle had some bright orange liquid.
Mm.
And he was like, you know what I'll do? This smells weird. Let's open it up.
Sure.
Right? And then flames started emitting.
What?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, this is scary. I'll just leave this bottle near a bin and I won't tell anyone about it.
What?
Turned out it was a bomb from World War II.
World War II bomb?
A World War II bomb.
A glass bottle bomb from World War II.
A glass bottle with some liquid swirling that once you get air into it, turns into a bomb. And so he went back to where he was camping, and his wife, who's a medic, was like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I found this bottle. It was smoking. I just left it near the bin. And she's like, you probably want to call someone about that, moron.
Yeah, yeah.
So while you're looking for trinkets,
you're
setting stuff on fire, and that's a problem.
Yeah.
So, you know, the army came, and they had a look, and they're like, yeah, we've been finding some of these phosphorus-based grenades from World War II around on the beach lately.
It's a grenade. Okay.
It's a grenade. So, you know, when the look for trinkets turns, and what I would say is if you find any grenades here in our beautiful town, tell someone about it and not your
put
mate.
Them next to a bin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell an authoritative person.
Yeah. Sea glass becomes air glass.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
So there's this new movie, Apex, right? It's a horror / thriller and it stars Edgerton. It's Edgerton, sorry. And Charlize Theron.
Theron.
Charlize
the Mon.
She is the best. Yeah. And so is he. Great. The movie is, it's what you expect for a horror. But, you know.
A thriller.
Yeah, and sometimes you're like, oh, come on.
Oh, really?
Right? But the Chemical Brothers are back with their song Go.
Yeah.
We've been playing it because it's huge because of this film.
Everything getting harder to find. Everybody jumping out of their mind.
Everybody going out of this can, see if we get to the end. So what happens is that Taron is a bit of a psycho and he's in the Aussie bush, and so is Shalice. And then he says to her, hey, you've gotten to the end of this song to get as far away from me as possible, right? So he brings out a speaker and also a bow and arrow, like situation. Very intense.
Crazy.
Okay. But he also does a lot of these things.
So look, it's very simple. You've got until the very end of this song to get as far away from me as you can. You got the right shoes on? It'll be fine.
A lot of bird calls.
I reckon I'm nailing that one.
Yeah. And everyone's kind of been trying, right? Now, my magpie.
That is a completely different magpie from the one you did before those ads.
Anyway, some people are really good at bird calls. So I'm like, let's have a bit of fun. Can you do a bird call? 52232955.
Yeah. Tony from Cariah's on the line. Morning, Tone.
Morning, guys. How are you today?
Good, thanks. Good. Do you want us to guess what bird you are, or vice versa? Do you want to paint a picture for us?
So I'm actually going to do the Billy Connolly Irish swallowtail call.
Okay. Now, just Tony, before you do that, I'm a bit scared now.
Does he swear?
Does he swear? Because we're going to have to...
No. It's a proper bird call.
Okay. Go.
Okay, just hang over the button anyway.
Okay.
Go for it.
Oi! Nice legs!
You're an idiot, Tony.
We should have ended it.
We should have.
Dave's in Newtown. did someone?
You better have a bird call, David, or I'm going to be so upset.
No, I've spoken to Dave off air. How are you going, Dave? Hey, you got a bird call,
hey,
don't
Dave.
You? Yeah, we're good. So you're, from what I understand, you'll be playing the role of the bush curlew from Queensland this morning.
Okay,
ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
That's kind of like, that's very apexy.
It is apexy. Yeah. Yes. Have you seen the movie yet, David?
No, I haven't.
Okay,
Can we get that one more time? Sorry.
Yeah, go on, Dave.
Yeah,
wow, it's like I'm back in Townsville.
It's a real Queensland
accent.
Hating
my life.
We're up in Magnetic Island, and they're all over the island, and they'd wake you up at like 5 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, atrocious.
Yeah, and you feel like someone's getting attacked.
Yeah.
Like they scream like someone's getting attacked. It's horrid.
Yeah,
beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you for that, David. Really appreciate it.
We now have Owen who's called through. Owen, good morning. What type of bird will you be today?
Are you happy to guess?
Oh, yep. Yeah, okay, we'll guess.
Okay, here we
okay.
go. Yeah.
Ready?
Yep. Oh. Sounds like pigeon to me, Tom. What do you think?
I think pigeon too.
I thought pigeon.
Do you know, I was going to be smarty pants and guess before he did the thing, and I was going to say pigeon.
Were you?
I just picked up a pigeon.
Well, let's find out. Let's go back to him and find out if it is pigeon.
Owen, are you a pigeon?
Yep.
Yay! Well done.
That's how convincing you are, mate. You've bloody nailed that. Well done. Oh, my God.
Maybe let's all do one big caw. Are you ready, Owen? Tom, you're in on this one too.
Okay,
ready? 3, 2, 1. Caw!
Well done, Owen. Okay. We left her hanging, didn't we?
Good.
Brilliant. Well handled.
Yeah. That's great.
Hello, K-Rock. Who's this?
Bailey.
Where are you from, Bailey?
I'm from Bowen Heads.
Okay.
Bailey from Bowen Heads. Can you do a bird?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it? Go for it.
Stop it.
My gosh.
That's amazing.
I feel like I'm walking through the forest.
So
what bird is it?
I don't know. I could just do a bird call.
Yeah,
it's
so true.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Famously, I fractured my knee recently, the top of my tibia.
Yeah.
Still recovering. I'm off the crutches now, but I'm
still... Well, you're never really on the crutches.
Well, I was on and off the crutches.
Yeah.
More off than on, yes.
But, you know, you're a medical marvel. I mean... They were very happy with your healing.
The way I hit it was almost like I'd done something to help aid in the healing.
Mm.
But anyway, we can talk about that off air 52232955 if you'd like. The way I did it, though, was at Muay Thai, my fifth ever class, was sparring at the end of the class.
Yeah.
And I wrapped a fella up and he then through me, and my knee and the lower half of my leg stayed up and the rest of my body went down. And I'm not sure exactly how it happened, but I definitely yelped. And then and then it's a little throwback to the bird gear, guys. And then as I sort of stood up and wanted to walk, my knee wanted to bend inwards towards my other knee. And I was like, that's not a great sign.
Yeah.
Anyway, so 2 months on now, as I say, still recovering, but have been still going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
My gym, not a paid presentation, but Planet Fitness in Karai Village there. Shout out to the crew there. They're awesome and they've taken really good care of me and helped me keep active and keep fit and keep working out. And what a wonderful blessing, you know, silver lining to breaking your leg is that you now have at least 2 months of excuses to not do leg day.
Yeah.
I've just been doing upper body. Can you tell?
I can so tell.
Thank you.
Because you keep flexing in front of me.
They've just opened Pilates there too, and so now I want to get back into Pilates because the Muay Thai is very scary. I'm never going back.
Yeah, yeah. Fair play.
Muay Thai.
Fair play.
So this is where my conundrum now begins, because my mate who introduced me to Muay Thai and has continued to go, I do believe.
Yeah.
He messaged me on the weekend. He was like, hey, you know how you keep saying that gym of yours is so awesome? I'm going to go for a trial. Do you think I should just jump online and sign up?
Are you literally not getting paid presentations
Absolutely
for
not.
This?
No.
Sounds like I'm writing
Let me finish
in an
my
ad.
Story.
Sounds like I'm writing an ad.
And I said, no, don't.
Yeah.
I said, come with me. We'll go, because we'd talked about it previously, you know, and I said, you know, come along with me. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll do a, you know, you can do a trial.
Well, you were doing that together at Muay Thai, and the one night that he didn't come with you, you sparred a random guy and he smashed
And I
your
got
leg.
Broken, yeah.
It's only fair if you take him along to your gym.
Yeah, right. So this is the area I'm moving into. This is all that I'm talking about, all this, right, is because now he's like, well, when do you want to go? And I said, well, let's go, say, 7 o'clock on Tuesday night, right?
Okay,
so it's coming up tonight.
Yeah. Right? Oh, okay.
So what I want to know from you is, what should I do to him?
Get him to spot your ass work or whatever. I don't know.
What, mate? Have you ever been into
a
gym ever?
Like one time. No, I don't know. What can you do? What can you do?
So the options I think are, don't show up and let him do it on his own, he did to me, right?
Yeah.
He was pretty upset that I got hurt, and he wasn't there, right?
Of course.
But do I just keep, the whole time we're working out, keep, shadow boxing his knee?
You get one punch, but you don't know when it's coming.
Yes, I love it.
That kind of bizzo.
I get to kick you in the knee one time,
yes.
But you don't know when. It could be any
it
part
be
of the workout.
Time.
We've got an hour and a half here.
Any time. You never know. You never know. Knee for a knee, mate. That's what it should be.
He didn't technically do it.
No, but it was his fault because he left you there alone.
Emotionally.
Vulnerable. Can I kick him?
Can you?
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks. He's one of the fastest men in footy. Now he's bringing that speed to your mornings. From the Geelong Cats, this is Max Holmes with Tom and Loggy on K-Rock.
Yeah, good morning. 8:36, Tom and Loggy and Max Holmes joining us in the studio. Hey, mate.
Hello.
Hi, it's foggy out there and you got in. Well done.
Yep, all clear. Fog lights. Not used.
Now, do you know what they are? Because a couple of weeks ago, you're like, what are fog lights? And we're like, oh, don't know if we can explain that to you.
Legally,
we're not sure which ones they are. But have you figured it out yet?
I have not.
Okay.
It's lots of buttons and little widgets, and I'm not sure which ones to click. So I'm just going to, if I'm not crashing, then it's all good.
Okay, that's good.
Fog lights.
Get in your car for us and just go, car, fog lights on. Fog lights on until something happens, okay?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Keep doing it. Something will happen.
Something definitely will happen. We're here today to have a bit of fun, Max, and thank you for joining us. Pre-show.
Good setup.
Yeah, great show. Mate, I told ya. I've got it.
We will be having fun, Max.
We will be having fun today. So, pre you coming in, there's a movie out at the moment called Apex. And it involves Taron Egerton and Charlize Theron, and it's on Netflix. Have you seen a bit of this going about?
I've seen a little bit of bits and pieces.
Okay. And so he imitates a bird in this movie. It's, right?
Do you want to hear the? Do you want? You can have, sure, a, have, yeah, a listen.
Okay, here's, let's,
here's
have a listen.
Here's the bit from the movie.
So look, it's very simple. You've got until the very end of this song to get as far away from me as you can. You got the right shoes on? It'll be fine.
Right?
Oh, that was him.
That
That's
was
the
him.
Bird at the end,
oh,
is
okay.
him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going, ah! Ah!
So can you give us your best bird?
I don't even know where I'd go with it.
Like, that's what I had the problem. I was like, what? And then
okay,
I went for a kookaburra.
Okay, I'll do one to get you in the mood.
I can't,
right?
go call like he just did.
You can't, mate. Just,
yeah, if you want.
Just let the bird flow through you.
Are you going to give me one?
Okay, I'll go one. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right, so I do a magpie. Mm. Not great, but I really love magpies. So, I couldn't look at him when I did it. I don't want to look at you, Max. Yeah.
So that magpie guy on, have you seen that guy on Instagram?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, give us something.
Ooh. Can I go a chicken?
Yes.
Go on. Yeah, go on.
Buck, 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 buck.
That was the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen.
Mate,
oh, God.
It took me straight to the coop. It was amazing.
Straight to the coop.
Just, I was there. I could smell it. It was great. give me an egg. All right. We are joined in the studio by Max Holmes. Good commitment, mate. I appreciate it.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
Max Holmes joins us in the studio. We're going to play this.
All right, Max, let's find out where you stand. Maximum Holmes.
All right, so Max, this is when we find out about you. You give us two thumbs up if something is a Maximum Holmes and two thumbs down if it's Minimum Holmes, if you don't like it.
All right, come
on. All right, cool. Here we go. Horror movies.
Two thumbs down.
Oh.
That's a Minimum Holmes.
Hate them.
Can't do one.
You're really?
Okay. Oh,
really, like all styles?
It. Yeah. Like, what's all styles mean?
Well, okay, so some, like, so for example, there are scary movies, like it might be fake horror where it's like ghosts and stuff, or it might be like real horror where it's like people doing bad things.
Yeah,
we just need to be conscious of kids
obviously,
in the car. You know.
Yeah. I don't love either.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
We okay, that's good
on.
To know.
Yeah.
We were talking about coffee earlier on the show and yesterday as well. I want to know how you feel about putting the milk in first with the coffee and then pouring your water in on top.
Instant coffee.
Mmm. Doesn't sound right.
No.
I've never had an instant coffee.
I'm going to give that a minimum home.
Sorry, Max.
That's a Minimum Holmes.
You've never tried Blend 43 Nescafe?
No, yeah, I know what it is, but I just. I don't
is
know.
That because you don't drink coffee or because you're an elite athlete who
it
only
just
has.
Doesn't have to
yeah.
buy instant coffee. Do you have a, like, a. Okay, oh, so many questions.
I got a little, a really bad coffee machine at home that
yeah.
you, like, I don't know, you just put the beans in and all that. But,
yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
what about before you lived in this home by yourself?
You've
what about.
Never had an instant coffee
oh,
ever.
Well, I've probably developed my coffee drinking since then.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
So, okay. Sorry yeah. for laughing so, in your face.
So, mum and. No, I'm not.
My mum loves a Mokona.
Yeah, exactly,
oh,
right? So,
yeah, yeah.
So, at home, surely you tried a Mokona?
No. Wasn't interesting.
Hey, do you know what?
Taste test.
Yes.
Next week.
Next week, taste test.
We'll have a whole bunch of instant.
Blind tasting, and then you are going to be charging for the rest of the day because I'm going to make you drink like six coffees. It's going to be great.
I'll do the tests at training. It'll all be fine. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
What does WADA think of? Like, enough caffeine to kill a rhinoceros.
Coffee. I know. All right. Your final question for Maximum Holmes is Eurovision. It's on this weekend. Australia is competing. Delta Goodrum is in it. Thoughts?
I really like Delta Goodrum.
Mm.
I won't be watching.
So is that a Minimum Holmes?
A Minimum Holmes.
For
Eurovision.
That's a Minimum Holmes.
Hey, live a little. Come on. It's
have
exciting.
Have you met Delta?
I haven't, no.
No, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, God, any excuse for Tom.
She's lovely. She just gives real hugs. She gives proper hugs. She'll make
weird.
You feel like you're the only person
anyway,
in the room.
So Eurovision, see, that's just...
She does! That's my one takeaway from
stop hugging her and then talking about the hug.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say. Yeah. Eurovision, though, you're not into, like, weird Euro-style music.
What about bathers? Do you have weird Euro-style bathers?
We're not in Europe. Is that just nude?
No, they're like... Don't worry. I'll show
Tom
you.
Will show here. Don't ask.
Hang on, I'll take my pants off.
Okay, let's... See, once again, Max, one final question. Who has made it more weird today? Has it been
Tom's
Tom?
The runaway leader right
hey.
Now.
I am in a mood.
I'm sorry, Max. I am in a mood. But hey, we are very grateful to have you hang out with us every Tuesday. All the best for this weekend. Or it's Thursday night, isn't it?
Thursday night, yeah.
Thursday night, forgot footy.
We played for a second, yeah.
Big game, been, too. Big yeah, game.
Should be nice.
You feeling all right?
Yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah, good. Just checking.
Feeling all right.
Feeling all right about it.
Oh, God.
Brisbane, good.
We're such good people.
Anyway, look, you have a wonderful week, and we'll catch you next Tuesday. And that's us for today.
Tom and Loggy. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.